Audio Jungle.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Henry, aka TDA, the Devil's Advocate, and we are back. That's right. I know it's been a while. It's been like a couple of months, but we here. With so much going on in my life, I can't wait to unpack it. Pause. That was crazy. But I can't wait to tell you a few things that's going on in my life. I had to spin the block on one of the things. But for sure, I'm happy to be back. Happy to be podding. And what's going on? So how y'all feeling, man? How's everybody feeling? I hope everybody's feeling good. I'm feeling great. For those who don't know, and for those who do know, I've been mostly focused on my gaming channel. If you just type in I'm Just Gaming TV on YouTube, you will find me. If you just type in IJG TV on YouTube, you will find me. I'm literally the first thing. I've got it to where you can't type those things in now, damn near on any platform. YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, IG, TikTok. You put hashtag IJG TV, I guarantee if I'm not the top, I'm one of the top items right there for you to select. So I was getting my hashtag together. I started school, quit school, now I had to drop the classes because I came back. You're like, what? Let me tell you what happened. I was originally leaving PayPal, y'all. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I was gone. I was up out of here. I was up out of here. I was get it on. I thought I found a new job. Thought I was gonna have a new job. You know, helping children, working with at-risk youth. But what I was told in the job are two different things, maybe. Or maybe I just didn't give it enough time, because I only did one day after the trainings. I did the one day OJT, and after the one day, I was like, nah, I'm not doing this shit. But maybe if I would have gave it a second day and then started doing the overnights, maybe, because the money was good. I ain't gonna hold you. The money was amazing, but all money ain't good money. So I'm back at PayPal. Well, the job offer was basically like I'm gonna be like a group home counselor. And when I got there, it was more like I was going to be a correctional officer for teenager, young adults, basically. And if I was told I was going to be a correctional officer for young adults, I probably would have the mentality to come in as a correctional officer for young adults. But that wasn't the mentality I had. And also, the place that I got sent was a low security placement place. And I was supposed to go to a no security placement place, meaning there isn't reason, you know. Basically, it's like I was sent to a regular max. I was sent to a regular prison, and then they sent me to fucking a medium max prison or a super max. And I wasn't supposed to be there. No, that wasn't the job description. That wasn't what I was told. I was lied to. That clearly wasn't the case, and that wasn't the story. So I decided to leave, even though I really, really wanted the money and everything. And the money would have been great. Vacation times would have been great. Everything would have been great. But I feel that I was going to be in a position to where I would have failed and either got fired and hurt someone's kid or end up being hurt by someone's kid. I ain't going to front them kids as big as hell. Shit, them niggas is my size. Younger, with a lot more energy. Niggas probably would have wild me up. Just being honest. I'm just saying. Them niggas could have wild me up. And I would have been able to do anything about it. Not a damn thing. But, seriously. So, I basically came back to PayPal, but the reason I had quit school, because like I told you, I thought I was going for this job, and my union pays for my job. So if my union pays for my schooling and I'm going to get a new job, then I'm no longer even going to be in this union. If I'm no longer going to even be in this union, y'all get the mod. So my school had called me, they was like, listen, man, we really think you should either go do an assignment in one of these classes or drop. I'm like, look, drop them, bro. I'll holla at you another time. I'm not even focused right now. Just drop them, bro. I'll refocus, come back later. Because honestly, they didn't think this was going to be it. But it made me notice a pattern. And I might not be able to get to everything because I'm on break while I'm recording this. So it's going to be like 20 minutes tops, if anything. But I've noticed a pattern and I want to fix it. And you know what? I'm gonna go out to y'all. I'm gonna go out to the people, to the fans, to the supporters, and ask y'all what ideas do you guys have for me to fix this issue? The issue that I have is I have a lot of great ideas. I am a creator. Some of my friends will tell you I'm a creator's creator. I have ideas within ideas that spark other ideas within ideas to bring out another idea. My issue is I would start something. You know what? I'm just stop beating around. I start shit and don't finish it. My follow through game is ass. Like, I'll put the shot up and I won't leave my hand up there to follow through nothing. I did the shot this up. I turned around. Didn't even see if it went in and started doing something else. My ADHD when it comes to things is low. Well, it's high. I got, instead of ADHD, my shit is ADDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDD lot of great ideas, have a lot of great things, and I'm always starting things, and I never finish it. And I want to stick to it, I want to commit. And that's what I'm going to do. But I need ways to figure it out, because like I told you, I'm easily distracted. Like for one, I started a talk-to-speech YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? Talking about classic war speeches. I got 3 videos up. That shit was up 3 months ago. 3 videos. And it takes 10 minutes to make a video. And I only got 3 videos up. 3. I was talking about this Pause Patrol, how to take my Pause Patrol merch, push it out there. Well, I was going to do shorts, pausing people when they do, you know what I mean? I didn't even start that. So many other millions of ideas that I started, I didn't finish. I started working out every day, then I just stopped. I have a tendency to start something and not finish it, and I just want to complete something. I want to say I started here, this is my goal, that's what I'm going to do, I'm going to finish it. And you know what I think it will be the perfect, perfect first step for me? A song. Like, what the heck are you talking about a song? What I mean by a song is, I want to get a beat, buy it. If I'm not buying it, then the person that I'm getting it from, probably like one of my producer friends, Cypher or Mastermind, one of them. I know that, okay, if I got this beat, they're not going to sell it to nobody. I can rock out with this. This is mine. The paperwork already worked out. They know it's all love. They get full, whatever they're supposed to get. You know, I don't play around with niggas' paperwork. You get 100% whatever you're supposed to get. That's this, that. And I'm going to go to the studio. I'm going to record it. I'm going to write it, go to the studio, record it. And then I'm going to put it out. One. Just one. And it has to be before this year is out. It's August 25th. It's 4 months. 4 months. There is no excuse. Within the next 4 months, I have to drop you guys a single. If I don't drop a single, then it's my fault. Everything. I'm actually blaming myself for everything. It is my fault. The reason why, you know what I'm saying, I've been working, what I consider working hard on my YouTube channel ain't working hard. Because I got all the time in the world. I be on YouTube watching the other niggas' YouTube chat videos all day when I can utilize that time to be editing. I'm seeing my boy V.I. Salute to my boy V.I. I see his podcast taking off. He's visual, so he's, you know what I'm saying? He got the setup, everything. A nice little setup, nice cut, everything. Beautiful. His shit is taking off. In the back of my head, I'm like, man, his shit is taking off. My shit ain't even doing nothing. Well, I'm not even promoting my shit. He got reels. He got cuts. He got he's doing everything he's supposed to do to make it take off. It's all about the work you put in. I was on YouTube today doing a creator, you know, behind the scenes doing creator survey. And some of the questions they asked me made me do a lot of self-reflecting. One of the questions was, do you feel that you are getting what you deserve from YouTube from the time you put in on YouTube? Now, originally I was going to say, fuck no. And then I'm like, you know what? Yes, I do. I feel I deserve the absolute nothing that I'm getting because I do absolutely nothing. Shout out to Nexi, at N-E-X-E on Twitch. The man does 8 to 12 hour streams every day. Now, of course, I work. I'm not doing that. But the man does not the 8 to 12 hour streams every day. I think right now he's at 100 and he's approaching 150 days straight streaming. Every night after his 8 to 12 hour stream, you know what he does? He makes thumbnails for his YouTube. After doing 8 to 12 hours, he does thumbnails for his YouTube. His YouTube drops a channel every day. I used to do that. I used to drop a YouTube video every day. Terrible editing. Shit, some wasn't edited at all. But every day. And there should be no excuses. I'm done with excuses. The excuses is done. The crazy part is, you know why I take so long or be procrastinating? Because I be worried about quality and this and that and that. And one thing I really noticed when I was quote unquote unprofessionally professional, had content out the ass. So what I need to do is I need to find the middle ground. I need to be I need to be professionally professional and still get the content. Just stop being lazy. That's what happened yesterday. Yesterday, I was sitting down. I came home. I'm sitting down. I was like, shit, I'm tired, but I can't go to sleep. So what am I going to do? I literally turned Twitch on and was about to start watching other people. I actually started watching other people's Twitch. And so I said, man, why don't you just turn your eyes on? I'm like, what do you mean? Man, go ahead, turn your eyes on, bro. One of my streams. Gambling, go to the casino. And I turned my eyes on. And I had an amazing stream for about an hour that I did not expect to have. Why? Because I was like, you know what? I'm sitting here doing nothing, watching other people's Twitch, but I want to be popping on Twitch. Why aren't I streaming? And you know what? I found my game. I found my game. There's certain games that people stream all of the time because that's their game. I found my game. It's the Four Kings Casino. Yes, I'm going to become a gambling streamer. But of course, y'all know I don't gamble, so of course it's all in-game money. You will never see me purchase extra coins on that's not happening. Plus, I'm dead nice, so I don't need to. But that's what I'm going to do. And because honestly, that's the one that naturally, when I mean naturally, naturally earns the most views. Like just naturally, I'll throw a gambling stream up and out of nowhere 100 200 300 some views just off GP, not me Google AdSense, not me trying to promo, not me cutting TikTok, trying to draw people from my TikTok to the YouTube, not making Instagram videos, got people go from Instagram to the YouTube. No, straight up just like that, boom. Just put the right hashtag, hashtag gambling, hashtag casino. I don't know what it is about gambling and casino, but people love watching people gamble at the casino. So that's what I'm going to be focused on. I'm going to be focused on that and the one song and this podcast. That's what I'm focused on. I'm paying month. Yeah, know what really, besides that, what I read on YouTube, what I thought, bro, you paying all this monthly shit. You not even use, bruh. I'm sitting there looking at my usage for something I pay monthly. I pay used 5 days out of 31 days. That's my fault. I'm wasting my own money. And salute to my friends who are around me. Salute to my dog, Hemi, at Hemi Timmy. Please go follow him. Please go follow him if you want anything. If you want YouTube, if you want Twitch, if you want Instagram, go follow my boy at Hemi Timmy. H-E-M-I-T-I-M-M-Y. Go follow him up. Please. Please go follow him up. Go show him some love. He be inspiring me. He just upgraded his shit. And he's continuing to upgrade his streaming shit, which has now got me looking at things to upgrade my streaming shit. Shout out to my dog, Rishi, who honestly, right now, he doesn't even know, but within the last month, he has dropped two of the most important gems on me that I'm going to try to apply to my life. First things first, he's going through like this little rainstorm, that's what I'm going to call it, where everything... It's like, you know how you got your love and then your life? Everything that he loves is going right. But everyone and everything in his life is going wrong, if you get it. And he hasn't, you know, of course he's gotten upset. He's expressed, you know, saying his upsetness by not having the balance balanced. Yes, not having the balance balanced. The D is after the second pause. You know what? Never mind. That was crazy. You know what? That's a pause patrol one right there. That's a pause patrol one right there, bro. Soon as I learn how to green screen on this phone, I'm going to start doing these pause patrols. But that's a pause patrol one right there for sure. But he's been focused on what he focuses on, and he's making some of the best music he's made so far. Like if you listen to Rishi's first song and you listen to this last song he's made, it reminds me of when I was making music and when I saw the growth, I sat there and smiled. You have no choice but to sit here and smile because it's starting to click, it's starting to make sense, it's starting to become second nature to him. But outside of music, his life is in shambles right now. This shit fucked up, dude. That fucked up like he's down bad, but certain things that, you know what I'm saying, was keeping him balanced is not in place no more to keep him balanced. You know what I'm saying? Certain friends, certain people, certain relationships, certain shit is just getting out of whack. Yet he's still focused. It's like he knows, you know what? This is just all the shit that comes before the rainbow. Like he knows he's getting a pot of gold. He knows it. He knows, you know what? I'm going to get that pot of gold. But I gotta go through this shit. But because I know once I go through this shit, I'm gonna be at my pot of gold. It's like, he's not even killed because he still sometimes, you know, gets emotional and expresses himself as he should. You have a right to. Gets upset. But it's not faltering him from what he wants to do and his goal. And that's the gem I picked up. No matter if everything on the left is going right, but everything on the right is going wrong, it's your job as the owner of the left and the right, as the person who chooses to go left or right, to go in the middle, stay even killed. And the second gem he dropped me, he ran out of weed, right? And I think it was like damn near 2-3 weeks. He just went without it. And he could go re-up, but he was busy. He didn't want to leave the house. He didn't want to have to travel from where he needed to travel to where he needed to go pick it up because he was focused on doing what he needed to do. So he said, man, I'll go re-up when I go re-up. But as of right now, I'm good. For 3 weeks. And now he's back, okay, smoking again and everything like that. But he did that because he needed to focus on something. And that's something I feel I need to do and I'm going to do. I'm actually doing it today. That's it. I'm paying the balance that I owe. And I already told my plug, I'm good. He was like, you sure? I'm like, yeah. I said, yo, I sent that. He was like, yeah, you sent the bread, but you ain't sent the list. I said, ain't no list, bro. So I'm falling back for a little bit till I get certain things in order. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's really what's been going on with me, y'all. I've been focused.
I've been working on things. I've been building a relationship with my kid. Oh my God. I might have the coolest, dopest, and awesome 17-year-old daughter on earth. Like, I love my kid. We had lunch the other day. She took me to lunch. I paid. Don't ask how that works. Please don't ask me how to. I'm still trying to figure that out now, a whole week and a half later, how she took me to lunch, yet I paid. Now, I will shoot her some bell. The spot that we went, it was a cash-only spot, which I already knew, so I went to the ATM before I got there. But she did offer to pay. It's just that the spot we went to was cash-only. I paid. And then afterwards, we went out for drinks. Lemonade, people. Lemonade. We went out for lemonade at a pizza shop because we were going on our way home, but it was hot. So even though we had our food and drinks, we wanted something cold. So we saw the pizza shop. You know, everybody know pizza shop in New York City. Got the juice machines. You go cop you a lemonade because we wanted a fruit punch, but they had no more. Copped us two lemonades. She offered to pay for the lemonade right then and there because I believe they either took code or she had enough cash on her. But I was like, no. And so at the end of the night, she was like, Dad, why didn't you let me pay for anything? I just wanted you to know that whenever you out with a man, he pays. Period. Now, I know y'all modern day women gonna be like, sometimes, listen, you teach your kids what you want to teach him, I teach my kid mine. Period. When you out with a man, if you're giving him your time, the most he can do is make sure you eat. But yeah, I believe I have the dopest and coolest 17-year-old daughter in the world, and you know what? I probably do it, and I'm gonna give majority of that attestment to her mom. Like, I got a dope-ass baby mother who instilled enough values in our daughter to have the conversation we had to make me realize that I have a fucking awesome daughter. An awesome, awesome, awesome daughter. Have the best daughter in the world. But all of my kids are awesome. It's just that they're younger than, you know, you gotta understand, I'm a father of a 17-year-old daughter. Everything, my anxiety is through the roof right now. Luckily, she's not into grown people stuff, if you know what I mean. So it's like, that's a, you know, weight off my back, but it's still all the other intricacies that come with raising a 17-year-old woman who is about to step foot into the world of the unknown. All I know is I got my left hand and my right hand ready. My feet, knees, elbows, head, chin, teeth are all ready. And I will fuck one of your sons up. I will beat the shit down one of your son's legs. Fuck it with mine. But honestly, after that lunch, it makes me feel like I don't even have a reason to worry. But again, I attest that to her mom being so dope. I can't even say, oh, that's all me. I mean, personality-wise, it could come from me. But having that naturally come out like that, that's all her mom, man. I was working too much to do any of the raising when it comes to the morals and shit like that, which is part my fault. Because society would make you believe that working and earning is more important than the time. But again, I owe that to her mother. So salute to my baby mother. Salute to Ebony, Zana's mom, for being so dope. Because she raised one hell of a dope queen. And I am so, so proud. So, so proud to have Zana as my daughter. Oh, man, it feels good. It really, really feels good. It's one of the moments. But it's looking like I am over my lunch break time. But you know me, I'm doing what I want. Nah, let me stop. For one, the nigga hear me, they went five. Like, did you just come back to brother? But yeah, man, that's all the time I got for now, man. I was only able to give you an update about school, gaming, the pod, you know, what I need to do for myself. The single is coming. The single is coming. Again, shout out to my dog, Rishi Rish. If you can, follow him on all streaming platforms.
all streaming platform, put Rishi, Rish, R-I-$HY, R-I-$H, on all streaming platforms. Check out Master P2, fire. Check out all of what's in there, fire, but Master P2 is the latest project, full project. Got singles and everything out too, but Master P2, go check that out. And also follow my boy at HemiTimmy on all social media platforms. And my boy Tom, he ain't got one. He just started his YouTube. We gonna get him right. I'll let y'all know that. I still got merch. I still, you know what I'm saying? So please check out the website. Y'all know I'm on Spring. Y'all know I'm on, what's the name? And also the links to the merch and everything will be in the description. You guys know that. So just please stay with me. Stay tuned. I appreciate y'all rocking. We are back full time. I was going to start a new season, but you know what? I'm just going to go continuation. I might go back in the archives and label everything 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the way through. Don't even have no seasons, tell you the truth. But we're going to see. Anyway, man, I felt good recording. I needed to get some of that out. I really did. This is why I started it, too. I need to get back to that. Anyway, man, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Everybody, appreciate everybody listening. Until next time, y'all know the slogan. Stay loyal. Stay righteous. Stay true to yourself. And I'm out of here. 5,000. Peace. Audio Jungle.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself.
Audio Jungle.